Now, here's something that I promise will get you up off your tush to dance. That's the music of Chop Teeth, a Washington, D.C.-based Afro-funk band whose 14 members hail from Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Romania, Illinois, and Alabama. The song is called Struggle, and it's from Chop Teeth's self-titled debut CD. Now, Chop Teeth means just what it sounds like, eating one's own teeth. Not that there's anyone who would be crazy enough to try to do that, but band member Michael Sharakis says that the name reflects the band's spirit, especially when they are performing live. And Michael plays guitar, he writes music for Chop Teeth, and he joins us here in the studios. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
And Robert Fox is also here, bass player, founding member, and welcome to you.
Thank you for having us, David.
Okay, so the first question has to be, explain to us where the name Chop Teeth came from and how in the world it reflects your spirit.
Chop Teeth comes from one song by Fela Kuti. It's called Jahan Jahan, which means chop teeth. It translates loosely as that. And it, you know, as you say, means somebody who eats their own teeth, somebody who's foolish enough to attempt something like starting a 14-piece Afro-funk band. If you're at a live show, kind of, we keep coming at you from different places. We'll play like Fela, and then from Senegal, Orchestra Bilbao from Senegal, and then we'll go to Ghana, and then Kenya, and then we'll play an original, and then we'll throw in, you know, a Jamaican ska tune occasionally. We even have a James Brown song. Our keyboardist Brian sings, and there's something coming. There's always something coming for you.
So, Robert, you founded the band. What exactly did you have in mind at the time?
You know, the way it got started was actually sort of a personal story. A close friend of mine was killed in a car accident. And I came back from his funeral, which was a very painful experience. And I realized that, you know, people always say, what would you do if you got hit by a truck? And my friend actually was hit by a truck. And so I put some thought into what am I missing in my life? And I realized that very fortunately, you know, I had a great family and a rewarding career. But I realized I couldn't live with myself unless I played bass in an Afrobeat band. And I had played guitar for 25 or 30 years, and I had been a record collector and had been a DJ, and for a while I'd sat in on, you know, radio station and stuff. So I was deeply obsessed with music, but I'd never played the bass before. So before I changed my mind, I went down to the music store and walked in and told the guy, sell me a bass, sell me an amp before I leave here today.
Well, how long ago was your friend's accident?
Almost 7 years ago now.
And I mean, do you feel like this has healed in the way that you expected?
Healed. I don't know that I would say that. I mean, it's still a painful memory. You know, his name was Zach Gawkin. We dedicated the album to him. But it certainly makes me feel like it's something that Zach would have really appreciated and would have, you know, wanted to do and be a part of. So,
well, let's listen to some of the music that he might have appreciated. This is a song, Upendo. Okay, so I understand Upendo means love. Is that Swahili?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Swahili. The accordion you hear on there is a particular favorite aspect of that song, just because, you know, that really brings that kind of old, really old, almost colonial era kind of sound. You know, that's sweet sort of street corner accordion sound is really a nice touch.
And so it's accordion. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I mean, mm-hmm. you guys are known for big band, but that didn't seem like big horns there. That felt like, what were we listening to?
It's still the same five-piece section, but it's, you know, they can play nice. Those horns can play nice sometimes.
But, not always, but they try sometimes.
No, sometimes they're nasty. But, so it's the same sound, you know, how you arrange them, and sometimes you separate the section to you know, so it's not such a powerful, unified attack. I mean, that's supposed to be an uplifting kind of, you know, those pulled notes are South African kind of style. You know, you stretch the note out.
Upendo una umoja, upendo una furaha, upendo una
different aspects of that that kind of come from different regions of that song.
But it's not just South African. There's Kenyan and some other East African rhythms in there as well. I guess I'm wondering, I mean, do musicians from different parts of, you know, such a giant continent, I mean, how do they feel about, you know, a band being here and trying to kind of blend from different places?
I think, you know, I wouldn't say that we blend in any sense willy-nilly. It's, you know, all those aspects of Upendo are regionally consistent. In fact, generally, you know, we write in a vein so that people can find themselves inside the music. We're not trying to impress anybody or be purists about anything, you know. So far, every musician, every African musician we've played with has given us the thumbs up.
Can you guys talk a little bit about the process of composing African music? I mean, you know, rhythm section, is there a repeating element to it? And then where do you go from there?
I mean, I only know how we do it. So I'm sure it's done differently in different places. But it usually starts, the process usually begins with a bass line or a guitar line. And then, you know, then the process after that in building the rhythm section generally is finding where the spaces are in that line and filling the space, but not gratuitously. Trying to find something that locks in nicely and makes and kind of answers the other line. And then once you've woven all those things together, there's the horn line over the top of that and the vocals and the interaction between those. And that seems to be pretty much the way it gets built up.
I think Michael's being more modest than is really the case, because Michael wrote almost all the songs on the CD and, you know, most of our material. And some of them, I think, as he was saying, he'll come to the group where he's got the bass line, he's got the idea of the song sort of worked out, but then we all sort of chip in our own ideas and work together. But there's quite a few other ones where he reveals himself to be the mad scientist of Afrobeat that he is, who, you know, some people have perfect pitch. Michael has perfect rhythm in a very unusual way. So he'll be introducing a new song to the band, and he's playing one drum line on one foot and another drum line on the other foot. And then with the guitar, he's thumbing the bass line and then playing the melody with his fingers while he sings the horn lines to the horn section and teaches the rest of the band how to play the song. And it's a strange thing to see, and it can be difficult to keep up with sometimes, but it's really a real inspiration for us. And so that's true.
So is there a song where the nasty horns really come out? I mean, when you got the serious big band sound?
On the album, maybe No Condition Is Permanent is pretty head-on. Fogo Fogo, Ace and Ganga, probably,
yeah.
That'd be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the cover songs that you guys end with?
Yeah,
on the CD?
It's a hybrid. It's an old song by the Sweet Talks from Ghana from 1972 or 74. They used to play in the port town of Tema, east of Accra, and they would play for sailors in a sailor's pub. I just like to imagine that when I'm playing the song. And it means you cry like a baby, and I added a little French rap on there for good measure.
All right, nasty horns with French rap. Let's go out on a little of that. The band you're hearing is Chop Teeth, and we've been joined in the studio by Michael Sharakis and Robert Fox, two of the band's 14 members. Thank you guys so much for speaking with us.
David, thanks for having us.
I think we're going to be dancing out of the studio. For for more Chop Teeth, go to our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green. Leanne Hansen will be back next week. Je me demande si tu as vraiment compris. Toujours blanc, mais toi aussi. Tout piège n'est pas la source de rayon dit. C'est la vie, ok d'accord, mais la vie d'un riche n'est pas la vie d'un pauvre. Quand quelqu'un n'a rien dans sa poche, c'est là où il veut partager la sauce. Quand quelqu'un est bien assis, c'est là où on crie chacun à lui. Hey, façon que tu cries, mon ami. Évidemment, tu n'as rien compris. Hey. Hey, this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer-Kelly and produced by Charla Bear, Gemma Waters, David Nagaris, Veronica Miller, Susanna George, Eloise Quintanilla, and Catherine Dalrymple. Our technical director this week is Burke Hun. Key Molesky and Mary Glendenning are our reference librarians. Melissa Goh and Patrick Jaron Watananen are our web producers. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm David Greene.